So I've relaunched the Boag World podcast. We are on season two, and as part of season two, I'm doing something quite interesting with it, which is that I'm going through the redesign of Boag World. I'm doing a live case study week by week where we're going to look at everything from business objectives to target audience through to design, responsive design, latest code techniques, accessibility, HTML5, CSS3, everything that you could possibly imagine. But what I wanted to talk about today in my little audio boo is something in particular that I'm doing next week in the podcast when I'm talking about target audiences. And it was quite a difficult one in some ways, because as I was talking about target audiences and I've been writing it out, you know, I realised that everybody that's listening to the show, and indeed listening to this audio boo, are actually from the target audience that I'm talking about. And I'm talking about the benefits that those people provide for me. And I'm being, you know, quite blunt, really, about, you know, why you as the listener are valuable to me and what I want to get out of you. And it all sounded very kind of thing you don't say. You know, you don't really admit that, you know, I do Boag World because it's a marketing tool and I'm hoping that you'll hire us for web design services. It seems crass to talk about that kind of thing, doesn't it? But actually, the more that I thought about it, the more that I considered it, the more I think, why not? So often we dress stuff up, don't we, as website owners, that we present ourselves in the best possible light and we avoid ever saying anything that could be construed as negative. But I think what we often do is just make ourselves seem dishonest. You know, as people that are listening to Boag World and reading all my stuff, that I don't do all of this completely altruistically out of the kindness of my heart, that I'm not giving away all of our intellectual property and our knowledge just because I'm a big hippie. I'm doing it because I'm hoping you'll recommend us to other people, that you'll think that we're competent, that we know what we're doing. So I'm getting something back from that relationship. And you know that already. So why don't I come out and say it? Why don't we as website owners start being more honest with our users, the people that visit our site? Why don't we kind of just, you know, fez up, you know, say to people, look, this is what I'm giving you and this is what I'd like in return. I actually think people respond very well to that kind of honesty. Well, we'll soon find out, won't we? If I start getting people leaving in droves because of my honesty, then we'll know that honesty isn't the best policy. But my bet is that I'm going to get more respect out of just being open and honest with people. And I bet you would too on your own website. Look at your website, look at your copy, look at the way you communicate and ask yourself, am I fudging the issue? Am I hiding what I want, what I'm getting out of it behind marketing talk, behind not dishonesty, not lies exactly, but just you're manipulating the truth to make it sound better. Sometimes I think people respond to honesty. Another good example of that is Flickr. In the early days of Flickr, they had huge server issues, okay? Because of their, you know, their growth and because of, you know, their popularity, they were really struggling. Now, this caused a huge outcry. People were legitimately unhappy because they put their photographs on Flickr and they expected to be able to access those photographs when they wanted. Now, Flickr had a choice to make. They could have responded with the old kind of marketing approach of, we're growing so quickly that unfortunately it's put a strain on our network, but we're bigger and better than ever before, blah, 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 marketing bullshit. Instead, what they chose to do is release a blog post that essentially said, we've screwed up. We've messed up. We know that you must be unhappy, and I'm sorry. And I think that goes such a long way, that kind of honesty and transparency. It takes the wind out of people's sails. How do you argue with that? How do you still get angry at Flickr when they come back with such an honest and open answer? So, honesty is the best policy, in my opinion, with web design as it is with the rest of life.